Welcome to Quick Communication Tips. My name is Lorna McLaren with McLarenFormulaTraining.com, and we specialize in communication, stress, and the human factor. These quick communication tips are fast, fun, and focused, and they're designed to help you master the moment no matter what hits the fan. And to get your own quick communication tips delivered to you and for your feedback and requests, visit us at QuickCommunicationTips.com. Enjoy! Three tips for men when resolving conflict with your women. Gentlemen, these tips are for you. Men, women often have different perspectives and ways on how to resolve conflict compared to men. Also, the nature of your relationship with her determines how you resolve conflict. Example, is she someone you know through business, a friend, family member, stranger? Yet when it comes to resolving conflict with your woman, your significant other, it's more important to do it well. There's more at stake when it's your life partner. So these tips are designed to help you open up a perspective on how to resolve conflict with your woman. Tip number one, as an initial response to conflict, don't get defensive. It's noble to want to protect her or feel responsible for her happiness, yet a gut instinct of defending yourself against being blamed puts you at a disadvantage. It may not be about you personally when she is expressing a criticism. If you first assume a defensive attitude, it may create a big misunderstanding that perpetuates. It takes you off course from actually resolving the conflict, and it may create just bad feelings between both of you. Also, if you go into defensive mode, your brain flips into emotional knee-jerk reactions. It's a fact. In the moment of stress and high emotion, our brains disengage from our reasoning abilities. It's harder to see things rationally and objectively when in the emotional moment. Tip number two, don't try to fix it, try to understand it. Men, you do have a drive and capability to fix things. Yet when it comes to conflict resolution, one of the biggest complaints from women is that their partner tries to fix it when she simply wants or needs him to hear her out for the purpose of understanding. As you're trying to fix a problem, she may feel that it's rude and disrespectful to not even allow her to get it off her chest. And as we all know, just being able to vent about a problem, half of it disappears just then by getting it out of your head and off your chest. So men, maybe she needs your strength as a supportive ear, a good listener. And as a bonus to this tip, if she feels that you're a good listener, it's a great aphrodisiac. Tip number three. Avoid blaming her emotions as the cause and effect of the conflict. Whether that's the case or not, this tactic rarely works. How someone feels about it is a byproduct of a specific problem or misunderstanding that has caused the conflict. And if the conflict is ignored or not resolved, it just snowballs. Emotions aren't wrong, and sometimes we don't choose them. Sometimes people just feel a certain way. Yet, if emotions get really raw during the conflict, it may be a good time for both of you to respectfully take a break and revisit it later. As another perspective, if you blame her emotions for the conflict, it's a weak defense. It's also a cheap shot in trying to detach completely by blaming the whole thing on how somebody else feels about it. It's also a weak defense that's used often when somebody is actually caught doing something wrong. A lot easier to blame the other person's emotions than to fess up. Yet most importantly, gentlemen, never, ever, ever blame it on hormones. Just trust me on that one. Your relationship with your partner is so important, and effective conflict resolution can nurture the loving relationship you deserve. As a training specialist in the areas of effective communication, conflict resolution, and stress reduction, I've had the joy and opportunity to work at over 1,300 events in over 7 countries. So hey, if your company would like some on-site training or an engaging keynote speaker, you can find me at LornaMcLaren.com or email Lorna@LornaMcLaren.com. And if you'd like to receive these quick communication tips delivered fresh into your inbox, you can just visit www.quickcommunicationtips.com and we'll arrange to have them sent to you.